Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Virginia played the soccer version of Four Corners to win another College Cup. This is Archansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. And they wonder why college soccer has not caught on as a mainstream sport in this country. While Major League Soccer flourishes here and European leagues pack stadiums with the most passionate fans in the world, you still have college teams using the rules to win boring, scoreless games. Carolina used to go to Four Corners with a lead late in basketball games before the advent of the shot clock, and the maneuver so infuriated fans and opposing teams that finally in 1986 a clock was implemented. College soccer can take that to the extreme, and there was no better example than the College Cup last weekend at the Wake Met Soccer Park in Cary. Underdog Virginia packed its defense around the box in front of the goal and kept UCLA from scoring, even though the Bruins dominated time of possession and outshot the Cavaliers 15-9 after averaging three goals in their last three games. Fans, TV viewers, and media have complained ever since Virginia finally won on penalty kicks after 90 minutes of regulation and two overtime periods. That's 120 minutes of nothing happening, a strategy to have a better chance to defeat a favored opponent. UCLA was furious after losing 4-2 on PKs, but the Bruins acknowledge what Virginia did was within the rules. Well, those rules need to be changed to save the game of soccer when it's played that way. Has ESPN and Fox Sports invested millions to telecast scoreless matches that are decided by PKs after most of their viewers have changed the channel in disgust? It was Virginia's seventh national championship and its first since 2009 when it defeated Akron using the same defensive ploy. There is a saying in soccer that sometimes teams park a bus in front of the goal. Virginia parked two buses there and made it almost impossible for UCLA to score, trying to get the game into penalty kicks. Seriously, should the rules allow that tactic or limit the number of defenders in certain areas of the field? Sure, the Cavaliers went wild after they scored their fourth penalty kick and stopped two of UCLA's. If soccer fans who sat through two scoreless hours found that exciting, it's exactly why there are so few of them. Professional teams don't play that way, which is why packed stadiums here and abroad revel over the open field play and the skill of the players. The college game needs to take heed. This is Archansky. See ya.